Fourscore and 7 years ago, our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
The Sound of Charleston is 105.5 The Bridge. Yes, the critic at the sold-out High Water Fest. 2 days of music at beautiful Riverfront Park in North Charleston. And one of the bands here today is the great Texas band, the Old 97s. And we are joined by their excellent frontman. It is Rhett Miller. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing, critic?
Every day is a holiday for me, so I cannot complain. How about this setup and this weather and everything here at High Water?
Oh, my God. It's so beautiful. I was talking to Carrie and Michael ahead of time today, and we figured out that they got good karma, because if you have a festival and both years you got it, you wind up with this kind of weather. You know, knock wood, but it's pretty awesome.
It is, and awesome. The Old 97s have been for over 20 years. First record out in 1994. And the last record, last year's Graveyard Whistling, it was maybe your most rocking record of all time.
Yeah, we are not going gently into that good night.
Not at all. When can we expect a new record, or are you taking some time off before going back into the studio?
Well, we're working on something right now that I'm not at liberty to announce fully yet, but it's not a proper studio album. We are recording an album, but it's kind of a weird record. I got to leave it at that. But right after that, we'll be making another Old 97s record. I'm mixing a solo record myself right now, so it's... just it keeps coming.
Well, is this fourth solo album or fifth solo album?
No, this
now?
Is the eighth.
Wow.
Solo. Well, I made one in high school.
Oh, okay.
And then I did one.
I start from, which I think is one of my favorite records of this century. I love The Instigator. I think song on that is great.
You know what, though? That wasn't even... oh, that was this century. That was this century.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was 02.
Yep.
Yeah. But that was my second proper solo record. And then there's been, four or five, I don't know, it's a lot.
I still remember hearing Come Around on Scrubs, Tasty Coma Wife episode.
Oh my God, that's so funny. Yeah, they were good. They've used quite a few of our songs over the years.
Well, Rhett, you were one of the best frontmen and songwriters in the band. How has the band stayed together for so long with the same guys?
Well, some bands do stuff that's self-destructive, you know, bad drugs or whatever, and a lot of bands get caught up in ego battles and that kind of stuff. We were kind of nerds, you know. We all read a lot of books, including those kind of self-help books that let you interact, you know, more peacefully with each other. You gotta be good listeners. You gotta show each other respect and all that kind of stuff. I will tell you this, like 25 years into our band, because this is our 25th anniversary this year, we are still doing stupid nerdy things. In fact, in the back lounge of our bus after this interview, I'm going to go run a session of Dungeons and Dragons for my band.
Wow.
I'm the dungeon master.
Or maybe you'll recite the Gettysburg Address again. Well, Rhett, a pleasure to have you here. Old 97 still rocking as always. Get all their records at Monster Music in West Ashley, and we look forward to seeing you back here. And material, whatever it may be, I am intrigued, so can't wait for that.
Awesome.
And thank you very much for coming out to 105.5 The Bridge Lounge, the best setup at High Water.
Exactly. Thanks for having me on The Bridge.
It is Rhett Miller of the Old 97s, the sold-out High Water Festival, Riverfront Park in North Charleston, with the Sound of Charleston, 105.5 The Bridge.